Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Signed Dan Skipper to the 53-man roster. We released Alex Magoo. We signed Kyle Murphy to the practice squad, offensive lineman. We are placing Chantrell Henderson on the NFI list, and we're going to sign Chris Clark, and he should be here at practice today.
Ah, Chris Clark era 2.0.
Chris Clark. Good to have him back. Chris Clark, a guy that I've wondered at times. There have been various times where, as I've been watching some rando struggle at offensive tackle for the Texans, I've thought many a time, wow, you know, Chris Clark is still playing football. And
he was one of the randos at one point.
Yeah, but he wasn't really a rando. He would always step in and be a competent backup. That's what he would do. He was in a pinch. He's a fine star. He has displaced, since he's left Houston, he's actually displaced some named starters where he's been. Yeah. Like, he's been a starter in the NFL.
Yeah.
Versus, like, random project that was good at some Division III school, and he's tall. So there you go.
I think I'm going to like him a lot better this time around here, that he is a backup and not the start. He became the starter for about half a season one of the years he was here.
You can trust that he'll come in and know what he's doing and not get completely mollywomped. This Dan Skipper character, this 6'10".
Well, you sure are intrigued by Dan Skipper.
He's so tall.
I feel like you're going to show up at the pregame in a Dan Skipper jersey.
It's just interesting because he should be playing basketball. You look at him and he's
6'10", 320 for those who don't
and
know.
He looks a little bit like a teenager that needs to put some muscle on his frame, but then you remember, oh, he's 6'10".
Right.
If you're a basketball player, he'd probably be about 50 pounds lighter and still look big.
He would not be 320 pounds.
He's got big bones for a 6'9", 6'10" guy.
He'd either be thinner or he'd be a goon.
It gives you an appreciation for how athletic some guys, like, say, a Chandler Parsons are. Guys
at that height.
Chandler's about 6'9", is he not?
I think he's taller than 6'9".
What we haven't done is, well, they came out with the actual real NBA heights. And it's interesting. The trend I noticed as they were releasing some of them was that the younger guys, it's closer to their actual height. A lot of the older guys, like Draymond, I think is listed as 6'9".
Hold on. Clarify for me. What did they do?
They've come out with the actual verified NBA heights.
Who's they?
I don't know. I guess the league is releasing them. I was following some Twitter account over the weekend. I wasn't paying close attention to it.
But
some of the actual heights are coming
out. Have been leaked?
They've been leaked, I suppose, but I think the NBA is doing it. I don't know if this is in the spirit of openness to show that, hey, China might lie to you, but not us.
So is everybody's real height like 2 or 3 inches shorter than they actually are?
No. The older guys' heights are 2 or 3 inches shorter than they actually are. The younger guys, because they've gone to these combines and everything, it's more of an open
book. It's
more
accurate.
The younger guys, it'll look like, oh, they're actually a half inch shorter than how they're listed. Which is if you're going to round up, I don't care if you round up from, 6'6¼ to 6'7", I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
But some of these guys, like Draymond might be listed at 6'7", but he's actually 6'5", or he's listed at 6'6", and he's actually 6'4", which makes sense. You look at Draymond, you don't think, you know, that he's...
Well, I don't think he's 6'4", though. Yeah. Maybe it's because he plays the 5 so much. Maybe I'm tacking a few inches onto him.
That's what makes it even more impressive.
Yeah.
Now, Dwight Howard also was one that got bucked down quite a few.
That makes sense.
Some people... Every now and then, you'd see Dwight listed as a 6'11 guy, and he's just not.
You think he's shorter than
that? Yeah, he's definitely shorter than that.
I feel like he's gotten shorter, too, with his back issues. Like, his spine is compressed.
Like an old man.
He's at least a half inch shorter.
But then he lost weight, too. Okay, Draymond's listed at 6'7".
Okay. Yeah. But we're thinking he could really be 6'5".
He's actually 6'5".
Yeah, you know who...
Oh, wait, no, wait. Oh, go ahead.
You know who was like that? Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley was listed at 6'6". People who played against him and who watched him play and who stood next to him always said, this guy's not taller than 6'4". No chance.
Yeah.
Which made him so amazing. He was always, he had 13 rebounds a game, it felt like, a lot of seasons.
Yeah, if I were a guy that wasn't classic height and I had a lot of rebounds and everything, I think I would actually want to be listed as shorter.
You would want to be listed? That was going to be my question. Like, what do you think these guys want? Do you think they want to be listed as shorter? Or do you think they want to be perceived as gigantic, even more gigantic individuals.
I think perception matters, and it matters with people that you think it wouldn't. You think that scouts and coaches would be all about the production, but they have their preconceived notions, and then they end up seeing what they want to see. Because it just happens in every sport, you know. The people that the scouts think, like, oh, this guy's that athletic and whatnot, and they kind of ignore the guy that's actually gotten 10 or 12 sacks in favor of the guy that has classic speed and prototype size.
Oddly enough, I feel like football players are probably more self-conscious about their heights than basketball players are, which is strange because basketball is a sport that's predicated on height. But on basketball courts, you do what you do. People watch, and ultimately they see how you play. They don't care how tall you are. And maybe I mean this in terms of coming into the league.
Uh-huh.
Remember, what was the big story at the Combine this year? How tall is Kyler Murray going to be?
Right.
Is he going to be taller than 5'10"?
Quarterback, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Less of a big deal than it used to be,
but I think
obviously.
It's a big deal at some other positions, too. Like offensive line, maybe it's not so much height as it is arm length.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, they tweet out the stats during the combine of these guys' arm length measure and hands.
Yeah.
Look at this. Hand was only 9.25 inches. Oh, my God.
There is something, I'll tell you what.
It must be terrible on the sack.
Something damn intimidating about a man with a freakishly large hand.
Right.
Some of these old NFL guys, I feel like their hands keep growing after they retire. They're like guys that never lifted weights in their life, but you shake hands with Dr. Doom and you're like, you sir could kick my ass at your advanced age, and it would be really embarrassing.
That
for
was
me.
Neat the way you just swallowed my forearm with your hand. That was really cool. I think if I was a football player, I'd rather have really big hand sizes published out there on Twitter than height.
Yeah, well,
big
the ladies,
hands.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like that's if you're a young football player who's single, I would want if I had like a 10.5 inch hand, I would want everybody to know about it.
Remember when supposedly that
would be my first thing I'd put on Tinder under my bio.
You remember that one photo of DeAndre that leaked?
Yeah.
It wasn't his. He said those are
allegedly,
not mine.
Yeah.
But the one thing I wondered about that is like that's the one downside to having big hands is if a photo leaks, it's going to make other things look comparatively smaller.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So like why bother with the big hands if it's just going to dwarf other, which might be fine sized. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe there's people out there with hand fetishes. Who knows? So Kenny Stills is going to be back this weekend, it would appear. He was a full participant yesterday.
Yeah, so that's very good to see. I was about to say
I'm excited for these four receivers all healthy until I saw Will Fuller has a calf and an oblique issue.
Oh, really?
He was limited with a calf and an oblique yesterday.
I completely missed that because I was focused in on the fact that Stills was out there as a full participant.
Yeah.
And Roby was limited.
He was limited
with
a hand.
Which surprised me because I kind of thought, okay, Roby's going to be out for a couple weeks. So maybe there's a chance that Roby plays this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not
Jonathan
with a
Joseph, it feels like he's probably going to play.
Right.
I was pleased with Phillip Gaines. Phillip Gaines had some rough downs in the game, but for what he was tasked with doing, and then also because that put a lot more pressure on Lonnie Johnson, I think those guys did about as well as you could have expected and hoped for. So the defensive backfield is a concern, and it will be for a while. But the Roby news was good. So Fuller was limited.
Limited.
He'll be
with
fine.
I think he's been limited the last couple weeks, but it's been non-football stuff. I don't know what it. I feel like limited is a place where sometimes they park guys that they just don't want practicing.
I noticed some teams will say,
give him an oblique, whatever.
Some people will say non-football reasons, rest.
Yeah.
But then I don't know if the Texans, I haven't seen the Texans do that yet, so I think sometimes they'll put non-football reasons, and I think it's just because somebody's resting.
They did that with Hopkins last week. They did non-football rest, which makes this whole...
Oh, they did say rest.
Which makes this, yes, they or like day off or something like that. He reportedly has a rib now, according to the injury report.
Hopkins?
Yeah, I think he's going to play because he always plays.
There's a nice piece.
He's DeAndre Hopkins.
There's a nice piece on ESPN.com about DeAndre Hopkins. Mina Kimes did this about DeAndre and his mom, who'd been a victim of domestic violence, and just how great and cool DeAndre has been with domestic violence.
Yeah, it's a cover story. And I bookmarked the actual magazine story, but they did about a 6-minute video feature that I watched yesterday on it. That's really, really good.
Which is interesting because on the football side of things, Trent Brown, a man who is the object of many people's desires in the offseason, ended up signing with the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
He was just accused of domestic abuse in a civil lawsuit. Accused of multiple acts of domestic violence in 2018. I would say, as you do with any of these situations, when it's a domestic violence case and it's a civil lawsuit and there's very, very little in the way of actual details known about it yet, I would withhold judgment.
Let it play out.
Because with lawsuits, And again, I'm not saying that she's lying or anything like that, but with lawsuits, there's no screening or anything by the police at this point. It's just somebody's making an allegation. Suffice to say, though, that this is not the kind of thing the Texans enjoy or any football team have about their football team floating out there. So did the Texans dodge a bullet by not bidding as much on Trent Brown?
I think when you consider that Laremy Tunsil is now the solution at left tackle, then hell yeah. When Laremy Tunsil is the solution, as I avert my eyes from the fact they don't have a first-round pick until 2022, then I would say yes, they dodged a bullet.
Well, that's where the Trent Brown... Let's say, okay, let's imagine that this doesn't exist right now. Trent Brown is going to cost probably the same amount of money as Laremy Tunsil in terms of his contract. You're going to pay Laremy Tunsil just as much as the 49, as much as the Raiders played.
Probably more.
But the Raiders got to retain two first-round draft picks because they didn't have to trade for him.
Yep. I think Tunsil's a much better player than Trent Brown, too. Yeah. Ultimately, mm-hmm. I think he's going to be a better player.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.